This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
Winning some championships?
Of course. I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Lowdown. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are championship material, and I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? It's the reigning, defending, left-right champion, Amon Mike, and I'm kind of upset. It's not on this today's episode of the Get Comfy podcast. Recognize me.
Acknowledge?
No, that's gimmick or anything. Recognize me.
That's already taken. Okay. But what isn't taken is thanking everybody and anybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
Thanks, guys.
So we're on the road, or in the case of gimmick infringement, we are on the path to WrestleMania, or the trail.
We can't say, they have a trademark. We can't say road to WrestleMania.
So we're on the beaten path, the trail, the trek. Everything starts with a T. But we are here today to give out report cards because it is that time. Not really, but, you know, to give report cards to WWE's current champions heading into WrestleMania. We got all the titles from the main roster, NXT, even some NXT UK stuff, because that's just thrown in there. We got both tag team championships, but course, as time goes on, you understand that they're held by the same person. But anyway, we're going to get into the ranking of all of the current WWE champions. All right, so we are starting off with the 24/7 championship,
which last was held by Nikki.
Yeah, Nikki Cross. I feel as if, because there's a bunch of like retired titles on this too, or, you know, ones that are just meh. I feel as if this title is synonymous with R-Truth, right?
No. See, I think that title is more... When I think of this title, I think of the scene where Drake Maverick has it and he's trying to consummate his marriage with his wife and he has the title.
Oh, yeah. That was a whole thing.
Yeah.
I get the concept they tried to go for here.
They wanted people asked to have like a hardcore title back, and they couldn't do that quite because of the PG era. But it was like it was a jobber title for those who didn't have like things to do that was floundering around.
Yeah, and the fact that like the concept was 24/7, like this title can change hands.
11.
Yes.
I-95. European. The whole shebang.
It was every title in one.
Yeah.
But yeah, like it could change hands at any moment. And there were celebrities that held it. There were announcers. There were pretty much everybody.
This title, I mean, we've seen titles that like the hardcore title, which was taken seriously. But the fact that, you know, I feel like it loses, especially when it gets flip-flopped left and right within seconds.
Yeah, like R-Truth is like a 15-time 24/7 champion or something like that.
You know he's definitely going to go to the Hall of Fame just because of that now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, R-Truth in general is just amazing. But yeah,
I don't know about that.
I'm a big R-Truth guy. Shout out to little Jimmy. But where are we putting the 24/7 championship? The tiers go the best, lovely, meh. Just about bearable and get in the bin.
You know, I feel like you got to do what Nikki did and just put it in the bin.
Put it in the bin. Yeah, like this title doesn't hold that much merit with me, so see, I'm like, here for it.
I would have put it just about bearable only on the solo of like the Drake's Maverick segment and all that. But then I look at the design, I'm just like, no.
I like the green strap. It just looks like a created title. You know
what I
mean?
It really does.
Like, it doesn't, it has detail, but it doesn't. And it's something that, like, I could have drawn up in, in like math class or something. But here is a title, moving on to the next title, the WWE Cruiserweight Championship, the new
one. The new one actually looks a lot better than the last Cruiserweight title that we had. That was held by my boy, Swoggle.
Oh, that's right. It kind of looked like the Undisputed, but like a little tinier, a little weird. Again, this is associated with like 205 Live. NXT. Then all of a sudden, NXT that got incorporated. And our last champion, if I'm not mistaken, was Santos Escobar.
It was Carmelo Hayes.
It was Carmelo Hayes.
Because at the special New Year's Eve episode on the NXT 2.0, the North American champion at the time, Carmelo Hayes, defeated Cruiserweight champion Roderick Strong to unify the titles.
Oh, that was a whole thing. Yes. But I
feel like the 205 thing should have never been its own brand, or shouldn't have been on Raw. It should have been on NXT.
Yeah.
Or on SmackDown, because SmackDown was... They did so great with the last Cruiserweight titles, but at the end, Triple E was like, you know what, let me try to save this as best as I can.
And let's not forget, like, going into 205 Live and all that stuff, they had a tournament for this title. TJ Perkins won it, but in the finals, they had, like, Kota Ibushi, which is, he's huge in Japan.
They had Will Ospreay too, right?
I think so, yeah, which it just sounds weird saying, but where are we putting the Cruiserweight Championship?
See, I like this title. I think it's great. Our boy Neville had it.
Yes.
I wish Austin Aries held it. Roderick Strong had the NXT version of it. I think it's lovely. I can't put it the best because Enzo had the title.
Oh, yeah. That was a cursed time. So lovely. For the new Cruiserweight Championship.
Yeah.
All right. You know I'm going to have bias on this one. The WWE Intercontinental title, current design as is, and our current champion is Gunther. Into Mania.
Give him his full title.
The Ring General, yes, Gunther. You know I'm going to say the best for this, because I am a mark for Gunther. And I'll say it.
I would agree with you. It's design.
I feel like there has to be some blue.
I can't put it solely based on Gunther. Even though we say it's a great card, just of Gunther and his matches, like it goes above meh. I could do lovely.
I like what they're going for that design, but I feel as if, you know, if there was maybe some blue in it and like a white strap.
Like the Ruthless Aggression era kind of title when they had the old, before the white strap came in, before Cody had it, it was like the over one.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that. But like if Gunther didn't have this title, I would have put this in meh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can see that. It's just that merit. And he's, again, like we always talk about the IC title, but like this was a title, and it's, at least in my opinion, I still hold it to high regards. And he's making it even better.
I'd be okay if he's the one that holds the title for like a whole year.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally fine with him going over at Mania, which would just make him a bigger star. But who knows? Who knows? Maybe they give Sheamus his moment. I don't know.
Oh, but, my boy, L.A. Knight.
Yeah, that's going to be a ladder match. That's right?
No, there's a Fatal Flyaway this week coming up. It's determined.
I feel like that's going to be the ladder match. It always turns out to be a ladder match.
Yeah,
but moving on, we got the NXT Championship. The redesign. Call me crazy, but I was a big fan of the X title.
I like the X title too, and it's kind of too samey with the NXT Women's title.
Yeah, well, you know why they had to.
Yeah. Paige.
There's the whole thing.
But the new version of it is growing on me with the rainbow stripes a little bit.
Yeah.
The colors, it's growing on me. And Bron Breakker's, I don't get the hype on him. I don't really like him. People are just forgetting that, like, how he was about to, he was getting this massive push before the rebrand and all that. But I could do meh.
I could do just about bearable. It doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah. Okay.
I can do just about bearable. Yep.
All right. I can do that. I can do that.
It's just like, I get the X, and like the NXT title before this redesign looked completely different from anything in the WWE. Yeah. I get you want, like, as a company to have like synergy and like all titles kind of look the same because it's prestigious. But again, hot take, but like a belt in AEW, like the AEW championship, looks like a championship belt. This, kind of.
I feel like if Vince was running it, he would have put a big W where the X is.
Oh, yeah. Of course. You got to get that dub out there.
Yeah.
But here's a championship that I love, which is the NXT North American Championship.
Who's the current your North American champion?
That's a good question, my friend. And just for that, I'm going to look it up for you right now. And
it's Wesley. Yeah, I beat
you too. Dang it. My eyes just gandered at Wesley right when you said that. Design wise, I love it. It looks like what a North, like America, like that's what that looks like.
Yeah. You know, at first it didn't, like it wasn't doing it for me. I was like, oh, it's red leather, right? We agree that's red.
I want to say it's brown.
Brown, it wasn't doing it for me, and then I think it was when Johnny Gargano won it. I was like, okay, this kind of is growing on me. Yeah, my boy, my Papa Johnny.
Yeah, and but, for me, like Ricochet, for me holding this. Well,
he was the first one to hold it.
Yeah,
but so, I could do lovely.
I can do lovely as well. Yeah. I can do lovely as well. Lovely, lovely, lovely. All right. We got the NXT Tag Team Championships.
They're not the... it's different. It's compared to the main roster.
Yeah.
It's different, which is good.
It has more going on than I would say the NXT Championship, because it has like silver, it has gold. It's like different. It's like a shape, like a different shape.
I kind of wish that, you know, the Raw titles had like Raw coming down, like how NXT has the letters coming down of tag titles. So you know it's the Raw title. I could do lovely for this.
I could do meh.
You could do meh?
I liked the tag team championships when like the mid or like Chris Jericho and Big Show held it when there was
those titles I like too, because those also many of the titles we grew up with. But like currently now, who's currently NXT tag team champions as well?
I want to say it's like Brooks and Jensen or something like that.
I know Kofi and what had the title.
Yeah, they lost it to Brooks and Jensen. Who I think.
Mark Coffey and Wolfgang.
Oh, Gallus. Okay, that makes sense. Oh, yeah, there was I think it was at Valentine's Day or whatever.
Yeah.
But I can do meh for the NXT tag titles.
Do I want to use my veto on this? No, all right, I'll do meh.
Meh.
I'll do meh.
All right, up next, this is one of actually three titles coming up that are discontinued, RIP NXT UK. But we got the NXT UK Championship, which, in my opinion, is one of the most illustrious titles. It looks amazing. I grant you, it's the same shape as the Universal and WWE Championship, but when it comes to those finer details, like the etching on it, like it has lions, it looks crazy. It looks good. And for people like Tyler Bate, I almost forgot his name, but you know, Pete Dunne, all those guys held it. And NXT UK is a brand I just love. That's one of my niche brands. Of course, I'm always getting flack for that, but I love the NXT UK championship.
See, I don't like this design.
I love it.
I don't. And I could just bearable.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe.
I'll give you that, but only for the fact it's the same shape as the WWE championship. If this had a different shape and that like inner design with like the lions and like all that stuff, it would be the best for me.
No, like it's different enough. Like, it's the same shape, but it has more going on in the middle.
Yeah.
It's just like, I just don't like it. Like, I think it's too much.
Too much. This was also a time in which they were like big on keeping all the titles looking the same, mm-hmm. because it like makes it all an even playing field when we all knew it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
But here's a title, the NXT Tag Team Championships.
Oh, the best.
I love this.
Prison Deadly had it last time. The title design looked freaking...
I just want to know, like, there's the NXT UK championship and then the women's championship, I assume we put it with just bearable. But like, where's the like the creative behind this? Why did the tag teams get a better title than the main title? Like who's in charge?
Whose mans is this?
But speaking of the women here, the NXT women's championship. I also want to direct the attention. It's a white strap now, so like maybe that factors into your choice.
Oh no! In fact, Mandy Rose face factoring in my choice.
Oh, fair. I'll give you that. So
lovely. Just because my girl Mandy held it, our hometown hero, Yorktown.
Fair enough.
Oh, I said lovely. You're putting in the best. I'm okay with that.
Oh, my bad.
If you want to, I'm trying to say unbiased as possible, even though I said she's our girl.
Yeah, you had me. Now
you know Manny would be upset though if he told her like, "Yeah, your title reign, we put it in there."
Mid. Speaking of mid,
get it in the bin.
The Raw and SmackDown Tag Team Championships.
Put it in the bin.
Held by the Usos, great reign as like them.
Oh, them themselves, yeah. It's just the design looks so much similar to the Penny title.
Well, yeah, it is, but like just different colors.
Yeah.
All right. Pitch here. Do you think after Mania, because like, of course, the Bloodline's coming to an end. At least I would like to think. Do you think we get a new redesign?
I would like to think so. Triple H might do it. I don't think so, though.
Yeah. All right. So we got the Raw and SmackDown Women's Championships. Same belt, different color. Red and blue. I like the blue title more, because blue is my favorite color.
I could do meh.
Yeah.
I could do meh, because it finally gives the women's, you know, their custom side plates, which the Divas title and the last women's title never could have done.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wow, look at you, historian. Love it. Now, we're going to grade on a different scale for these titles, because I feel as if they deserve different
opinions. I was going to say, this also, are we also counting the Red Universal title as well?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, we'll go with that. The Universal Championship, I'd say just about bearable.
Yeah, something about it. Blue strap, blue is also one of my favorite colors. Red's also up there too, but for some reason, the blue just looks better on it than the red.
See, for me, blue works or red works better with the gold, but I'll put it at just bearable. Now, moving on to the United States Championship.
Put this in the best.
The best.
Now,
A-Town Down.
A-Town Down, my boy, way back when he was part of the Way family. Also because I have that title signed by John Cena, the man he's facing at WrestleMania this year.
It all comes full circle.
Yeah. Like, look at that shine. The only title that's actually hung properly in the case, unlike my reigning, defending, undisputed left-right champion.
I also, like, in the vein of, like, redesigns of the most recent ones, I like the United States redesign the most.
The way I like it is cool. It's just, like, this one, it's like, you know what it is, America, the U.S. You know, like, if you show me a picture of that, like, a non-wrestling fan, be like, what is this U.S. title? He's like, oh, it's probably a title for America. And then if you give it to, like, the Intercontinental title, you're like, I don't know what that title's for.
Yeah, fair enough. So, just to get your attention, just put a big signal. This is what this is for.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how we're going to rank this title. We might go different ways. We might go the same way. The Women's Tag Team Championships.
I could do lovely. It's okay. Different. It's nice.
Wow.
It's different from all the other titles we have on the main roster. It's different. They could have put an old big W on in the middle of it, but they didn't.
They could have just given us the penny titles too.
Yeah, they did a lot of restraint. Good for them.
Yeah, and it just looks nice. The white, the gold, the silver, it all just works together.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Would you say it's a perfect 10, huh?
Potentially. I feel as if, like, also titles, whenever I think of them, champions are so closely associated. Right now, it's Becky Lynch and Lita, the most out of left field pairing I've ever seen.
No, the bold red hair. What do you mean out of pairing? They both have red hair.
All right. But yeah, I feel as if this title, the women's titles, they need another like champion, like a solid champion to be like, I think of like the Macho Man when it comes to the IC title. I think of John Cena, US title, like all that stuff.
Oh, I think about Iconics for the tag titles.
Yeah, they had a nice little run.
Yeah.
Shout out. What are they now? They're like...
You could say that they were Iconic.
They were. Now, speaking of Iconic, the WWE Championship. Raw, just black strap, big dub logo. I can go lovely.
You know what? I like this a lot. This is a hot take. I like this title more than the one that Rock revealed.
The scratch logo, right?
Yeah, which I didn't like at all. I hated it whatsoever. If anyone should have revealed the title, it should have been CM Punk for Hell in
a Cell. Oh, yeah.
And he said he wanted a new design for the title. But with that being said and all, I give this lovely.
Yeah. And also Roman just on a run.
Yeah.
And much like I asked you with the tag titles, with these two, the Universal and WWE, do you think Cody does it with the Winged Eagle Championship after Mania? He brings back the old titles. He did it with the IC title.
It's not going to be exactly. It's going to be a modern take with it. And you also got, and like I said, unless they give him like a custom title and then they go bring back the WWE title, I can see them doing that. Because if you think about it, WWE, it's a brand. Like we talked about it before. Like, you know, if you're doing the for NASCAR and you have them and you give them a WWE title and they do it for the press, you see that famous NASCAR racer or that NFL Super Bowl player holding that title, you see a big W, like, oh, that's a WWE title.
Yeah.
You know that's from that company. It's like all about branding. It's what WWE is. Do I see him bringing the custom? I could see him bringing a custom title, like how Rock had a custom title, like Bray Wyatt had a custom title.
Daniel Bryan.
But like once he loses that title, it's gonna go back to the granted, I could be wrong because John Cena had a custom WWE spinner and we had that for over a decade and a half. So what do I know?
Yeah, they really made that like his custom title was just time. Everybody's title. Like yeah. You just got to take it.
Although it was also Miz's title too. Miz had it. He just flipped the W around.
Yeah, that's right. That was a thing. I genuinely believe the only scenario where I can see Cody getting a custom championship or redoing, like redesign, is if they split the titles. If somehow after Mania, there's a storyline, pick whatever way you want to do it, they split the titles, the Universal Championship, I think, gets the redesign.
Well, if you also see it, people have been taking the meme. This past episode on SmackDown, but I mean past, so I don't date myself, March 3rd, when Roman laid down the title, you saw the WWE title facing Cody and yep. The Universal title facing Roman. So
do you think he meant to do that?
I think so.
I think that's like too... Not no knock on Roman, I love him, but like I think that's just like too nail on the head. Like, hey, like you know, like this is like some character wearing green, and it's like that represents their money. You know what I mean? Like, it there's too much subtext right there to be this good.
Either that, or I can see Cody dropping one title, off and being like, I came for the WWE title this year. You can have this one, Roman, or whatever.
Fair. Or they can do Money in the Bank and a cash in for insert title here. But yeah, we just ranked all of the WWE championships and NXT and NXT UK. Just putting that out there. But yeah, like going into coming out of Mania, I feel as if we're getting a redesign. I don't know what title, take it as you will, but the tag titles seem likely. I think that if I had to really pick.
The tag titles, maybe, but then that means the stage has to be reamped and everything like that. Because I feel like when you get a new title, the whole design of the show gets changed as well.
You're also forgetting this is Triple H's first own Mania,
and night after Mania.
I'm just saying
it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be, and also what I like about it, and a lot of people are complaining. There aren't a lot of matches at Mania, which I'm like, it's good.
That's fine.
If you watch NXT, the takeovers, there weren't a lot of matches. There were long matches, but there weren't like 14, 15 matches.
Quality over quantity. And there's that Mania that went over to 12, and it like started at 4.
Yeah.
So like, we never want to go back to those times.
No. Granted, can I wish that we get back to one Mania? Yeah, but you know. Money.
I like the two nights.
But if you're doing like Triple H is doing, then these matches have to be bangers, and the Brock and Omos are not going to be bangers. But anyway.
Anyway, we'd like to... That about does it here for the Get Comfy podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed. This show goes live every Wednesday morning along with the Get Comfy Game Break and Get Comfy podcast every single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Bleav Network. I've been Kalo, joined by the one and only DJ Aim, and we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.